For Sunrise Bakery, let us do the cooking. Another Tasmania Talks podcast.
Broadcasting live today from Penny Royal in Launceston, and it is, the sun's just come out. How good's that? The sun's now reflecting off the waterfall, and it's doing little, rainbow things everywhere. It's fabulous. Okay, now, the Penny Royal is just a wonderful, wonderful place. It's so, again, you really got to come here and sort of describe. You need to see it for yourself. Just to get a feel for it. It's impossible to convey the vibe of the joint with words. It's something you actually have to experience. Hey, ladies, see you later. There's lots of bye-bye, enjoy, have fun. There's some lots of tourists wandering around here at the moment, and they're taking photos and doing all kinds of things. Big smiles on faces. We love that. Andy Sutherland is the Penny Royal chef, and he happens to be sitting next to me here at the studio. How are you going, mate?
Good morning.
How's things? You're flat out preparing for tonight, are you?
We are. We're flat to the floor, ready to go, and getting lots of food ready for tomorrow night's big event.
It's going to be huge, isn't it? I've got a bit of a surprise I'll reveal shortly, a way you can get in tomorrow night with a bit of a discount. There's a secret word going around that Dean Cock has given me, and I'll give it to you. I'm doing a little bit of cheating. So what's on the menu for tomorrow? What are we eating here in Tasmania at the moment? What are we enjoying?
I think the biggest thing I'm enjoying at the moment is the scallops. We're in scallop season, and it's just unbelievable.
What are you doing with them?
I'm just cooking them with salt and pepper.
As little as possible.
I think you don't need to do much with the best ingredients in the world.
And where do you see is there a food trend coming on board that we're about to jump onto, or is it all just really fresh?
I think it's fresh and simple. Yeah, I think the food trend at the moment is fresh, simple, don't overdo it, use really good ingredients. Don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
I think that any more than 5 ingredients on a plate we're getting a bit too much.
You can't. It gets to the point where you're forced to try and appreciate the meal as a work of art rather than something to eat and enjoy.
Yeah. I just think that with the produce that we're getting, we don't have to overcomplicate it. It's full of flavour, you know. So the less we do, the more that the ingredients speak for themselves.
How much of your produce is sourced locally?
I'd say at least 80-90%.
Wow, gee, that's good.
Yes.
Okay, what sort of things are we having to go outside state for?
Some vegetables at the end. It's because spring's just started. Some of our fruit and vegetables are coming in, especially with the weather we've been having.
Yeah.
A lot too wet. But generally, we can get everything we want here.
It's good. It's one of the things I love about Tasmania, isn't it? Not too many things you can't source from here. The restaurant itself is a beautiful, beautiful place to sit.
Yep, it is.
Again, simple but elegant, and set in amongst all this the various period history. It just has a really nice ambiance, doesn't it?
It does.
I use that posh word.
I think when you step into the Penny Royal, you step out of Launceston, you step into another world. And it is. You can't see any traffic. You can't see any the city. It's different. Yeah.
And in this natural sort of, not a natural rock amphitheater. It's an old quarry, obviously. But it gives you that sense of enclosure, doesn't it? And otherworldliness.
Absolutely.
How many nights are you open a week?
We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Generally all day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Bookings required?
Bookings required, probably, most likely bookings required, yep. We fill up quite quickly on those nights.
Okay.
Especially for this Saturday night, bookings are coming thick and fast, so I think we've got about 200 books so far.
Okay, you're going to be busy.
We are.
All right, mate, back to it.
All right.
Off you go. Thank you. Andy Sutherland, who's the chef here at the Penny Royal, and he's going to be a busy boy. There he goes. He's literally running. See you, mate. Here he goes. He's got his apron on. He's literally mid-prep, and he's bailed out of the kitchen, and he's running. He's running back to the restaurant. Go, Andy. Get on here, mate. That's dedication for you. Okay, let me tell you a little secret. If you are planning on coming to the Penny Royal tomorrow night and doing the getting your freak on, as they say, for Halloween, it's All Hallows Eve, technically on the 31st, but the big celebration here at Penny Royal is tomorrow evening. Now, from 4 o'clock, there is a special code word that I've been given, a secret code word that Dean Cocker has given me that you're not allowed to tell anyone that I gave you, okay? I don't care how you can tell them you came across it. That's not the point. Just do not blame me, otherwise I'll be in all sorts of strife. The code word, as you come into Penny Royal tomorrow from 4 p.m., is Sowen. Sowen. Okay, remember that, as in sewing your jeans, sewing a shirt, sewing a button. But it is actually, it's actually the Irish word for Halloween, spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-M. But it's pronounced sewing. So when you turn up tomorrow night, jot it down, okay? Jot it down and mention it as you walk in, and you will get in for the price of a kid, okay? Adults or kids prices. Special tomorrow only. The code word, the secret code word, for God's sake, Dean's over there, don't tell him I'm telling. Sewing. And you'll get in for the price of a kid tomorrow night here at Penny Royal. We're broadcasting live from Same. Come say good day. Can we get those kids out of the jumping castle? Out of the thing? I need to have a go on the pumpkin. What do you mean I'm too fat and old for that? Oh, come on.
The Sunrise Bakery. Let us do the cooking. Another Tasmania Talks podcast.